Day 1. Give him the name Jesus. Before you begin, read Luke 1, verses 26 through 33. Stop and consider. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will call his name Jesus. Verse 31. What other words come to mind when you hear or speak the name Jesus? What moods or emotions bubble to the surface? What hopes does he stir up in your spirit? If you had been Mary, how do you think you might have responded to this pronouncement of his name, especially at this declaration of Mary's involvement in his birth? Picture the omniscient eyes of the unfathomable El Roy, the God who sees, spanning the universe in panoramic view, every galaxy in his gaze. Imagine now the gradual tightening of his lens as if a movie camera were attached to the point of a rocket bound for planet Earth. Not a man-made rocket, but a celestial rocket of the living kind. Gabriel has been summoned once again to the throne of God. At least 6 months have passed since God last sent him to Jerusalem to foretell another unexpected birth. This one to an elderly priest named Zechariah, whose equally aged wife, Elizabeth, was to bear a son, John the Baptist. This previous assignment took Gabriel to Herod's temple, one of the wonders of the civilized world. But this time, heaven's lens focuses northward. Imagine Gabriel plunging earthward through the floor of the third heaven, breaking the barrier from the supernatural to the natural world. Feature him swooping down through the second heaven past the stars God calls by name. As our vision descends, the earth grows larger. God's kingdom gaze burns through the blue skies of planet Earth and plummets like a flaming stake in the ground to a backward town called Nazareth. I love to imagine where Mary was when Gabriel appeared to her. I wonder if she was in her bedroom or walking a dusty path fetching water for her mother. One thing for sure, she was alone. No matter where the angelic ambassador appeared to Mary, he must have stunned her with his choice of salutations. Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Prior to Zechariah's encounter, 4 centuries had passed since God had graced the earth with a heavenly visitation. I doubt the thought occurred to anyone that he would transmit the most glorious news ever heard in all of the world to a simple Galilean girl. How I love the way God works. Just when we decide he's too complicated to comprehend, he draws stick pictures. I'm sure Mary wasn't looking for an angelic encounter that day. As the recipient of such news, she was totally unsuspecting. Humble, meek, completely caught off guard. Luke 1, verse 29 tells us Mary was greatly troubled at his words. The phrase actually means to stir up throughout. You know the feeling when butterflies don't just flutter in your stomach, but land like a bucket at your feet, splashing fear and adrenaline through every appendage. Mary felt that fear through and through, wondering what kind of greeting this might be. How could this young girl comprehend that she was highly favored, Luke 1, verse 28, by the Lord God himself? The angel's next statement was equally stunning. The Lord is with you. Although similar words had been spoken over men such as Moses, Joshua, and Gideon, I'm not sure they had ever been spoken over a woman. I'm not suggesting the Lord is not as present in the lives of women as he is men, but this phrase suggested a unique presence and power for the purpose of fulfilling a divine kingdom plan. The sight of the young girl gripped by fear provoked Gabriel to continue with the words, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God." Verse 30. Not until his next words did she have any clue why he had come, or for what she had been chosen. You will be with child and give birth to a son. Verse 31. Not just any son, the Son of the Most High. Verse 32. Probably only Mary's youth and inability to absorb the information kept her from fainting in a heap. Then came my favorite line of all. You are to give him the name Jesus. Verse 31. Do you realize this was the first proclamation of our Savior's personal